From the book of Ezekiel tonight, chapter 22, verse 30. Ezekiel 22 and 30. The Bible says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Amen. God was looking for a special man. Special man. But he couldn't find him. Amen. I begin to wonder, what would it take to be that man? What would it take to be that man that God is looking for, that he would not destroy the land? Amen. I thought sometimes we get our idea of what it ought to be, and it's so far from it that it's not funny. Amen. In the book of Samuel, the Bible said, "The Lord said to Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I've rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." Amen. God had chosen a man and sent Samuel to anoint him king over Israel. Amen. And the Bible tells us, "Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? He said, peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." He sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked upon Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." Amen. I see Eliab, amen, as a big man, strong and very impressive. Amen. And he so impressed this man of God that he said, "This is him. It's got to be him." Amen. And but the Bible said, "But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him." Amen. "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for what man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Amen. Samuel was impressed by this man, Eliab. But God wasn't. Oh, God help me preach tonight. Amen. So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen this." Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen this." And again Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord hath not chosen these." Amen. It was the best that Jesse had. But the Lord didn't choose that. Amen. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, "There remained yet the youngest, the runt." Huh? "And he keepeth the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he come." And he sent and he brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, "Arise, amen, anoint him, for this is he."
Come on, come on, come on.
Sweet Lamb of God, amen. Amen. God help us, amen. God chose David, and the rest, as they say, was history. Amen. Amen. And I felt like, amen, the Lord began to deal with me, amen, that he is still looking, Amen, for a certain kind of a man. And I said, Lord, I'd sure like to be him.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Amen. Yeah. I'd sure like to him. Brother Doug Heimer, I'd like to be the one, amen, that when God looked down to see who to bless, amen, or who to use, whoo, I'd like to be that one, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't you, I mean, wouldn't you really like to be one that God would lay His hand on and say, this is the one that I want.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, God, help me. Amen. So I said, Lord, I'm going to need help with this. Amen. Amen. And the Lord directed my mind to this part of the Scripture in John. Amen. The Bible said, and the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain and say that in Jerusalem is the place in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And the Father seeketh such to worship Him, for God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I want you to notice what Jesus said. The hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. I feel like God, amen, is seeking for true worshipers. Amen. So now I want to know what a true worshiper is. Come on, church. Amen. Help me preach a while. Amen. Because the Bible said the Father seeketh such. He's looking for true worshipers tonight. Woo. I feel like He's going to bless them true worshipers in spite of everything. Amen. And I feel like that Jesus, when He said, Amen, the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, I believe that Jesus, amen, was setting the criteria, amen, for this special man and would describe the true worshiper and would distinguish them from all the rest of folks, amen, who think that they are true worshipers.
Come on now.
Amen. Jesus said, amen, amen, the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Meaning, amen, that despite the circumstances or the situation, the true worshiper will worship God no matter what life has brought his way. Amen. The true worshiper will worship God and praise God anyway. Amen. Come on, church. I'm talking about a true worshiper. We've got those that know the words. Come on, church. We got them that can sound like worshipers of God. When the going gets rough, amen, the praise God hallelujahs stop.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Huh? Amen. You know, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the Red Sea, even the Red Sea. At the sea, even the Red Sea. And nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, and that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. He led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemy. There's not one of them left. The Bible said, they believed. Then believed they his words, and they sang his praise.
Oh, hallelujah, God. Yes.
anyone can praise God, amen, and worship God in the good times. Huh? Now last night it was easy to get in when the Spirit moved, wasn't it? I mean, even your pastor got to happy. Amen. Woo, you know the Spirit was moving to dance that. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. But you know, life isn't always going to be that way. Come on, church. Amen. What then? If the only time, amen, that folks can praise God and worship Him is when everything is going their way, amen, then they ain't got much. I said they're not a true worshiper. That's not what God is looking for. Come on, church, amen. If the only time we could praise Him is when the sun's shining and everything's going just right, we're not what God's looking for. God's looking for a true worshiper who will worship Him despite, amen, what life has brought his way, and will go ahead and live for God anyway, no matter how things are going. Well, what about us? What are we, a fair-weather Christian or a true worshiper of God? Did you ever stop to think about it? I hope you will. Amen, because I about got myself preached under when I got to studying this. Amen. I found, Brother Aaron, that there had been times when I wasn't a very true worshiper. I was kind of reluctant. Hey, y'all are quiet. It's all right. Think about it. It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Said to him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Now you know, if Abraham hadn't been a true worshiper of God, he would have quit right there. In fact, we've got a lot of folks, amen, that have quit when God told them to give something up. And it wasn't even a son. It might have been a T and B. Now, Brother Buzzard. You know, that's true. I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes when God begins to ask His people to give up the fads and the fashions of this world, amen, they don't worship God. They moan and groan. They might go ahead and do it, but they do it very reluctantly. I don't feel like God's impressed by reluctant holiness. Amen. I don't believe He's impressed by reluctant worship of Him. I don't believe He's impressed by people who feel like they have to live this way. Woo! Amen. Praise God. But the Bible said Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took his two young men with him, Isaac and his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Huh? Did you hear what he said? Aaron, he didn't say, I and the lad are going yonder and sacrifice. I and the lad are going yonder and worship. Oh. Amen. A true worshiper of God will give up whatever God asks him to give up, amen, without, amen, griping and complaining. Preach, Buzzard, amen. I'm telling you, amen, we've got people in the house of God that think they're true worshipers of God, but they're not, because if you ask them to do something, they can't do it without griping and complaining. That's not a true worshiper of God. Sweet Lamb of God, you ain't sweeping the floor for the pastor. You ain't sweeping the floor, amen, for the church. You're sweeping the floor for God. With a praise in our heart. I preach. over in western Kentucky in Ledbetter. Amen. And the lady was complaining about her long hair, how long it took to wash it and dry it, and how she had to stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning. And Brother Havis was preaching with me. Amen. And he said, "Sister," he said, "why don't you praise God for that instead of griping about it?" Well, Brother Aaron, about 2 o'clock the next morning, amen, sweet Lamb of God, we was woke up by somebody running the hall, speaking in tongues, and a carrying on, amen. She had got to worshiping God, amen, fixing that long hair, and God blessed her for it, amen. I'm telling you, church, amen, if we quit our complaining and just go ahead and worship God, amen. Amen! Amen! God help us to realize that God is looking for a special person. I'd like to be him. I can't be him if I'm going around in the mully grubs all the time. Amen. Every time he asks me to give up, amen, some, you know, it's a real issue nowadays how we dress. It didn't used to be that way. Come on, church. I mean, you just knew when you got saved you was going to dress like a Christian.
Yeah, that's right.
But nowadays, sweet Lamb of God, it's an argument. It's a fuss. It's a fight. Amen. Over the fads and fashions of this world. Amen. You know what we ought to be doing? We ought to be rejoicing that we don't have to dress up and look like a clown. Right, I feel that way about it, amen. Sweet Lamb of God, somebody told me, said, Brother Buzzard, amen, said, I don't want to live like you. He said, you can't do nothing. I said, you got it all wrong, amen. It ain't that I can't do it, I don't have to do it. I said, you got to. He said, I don't either. I said, sure you do. You're too afraid that somebody might talk about you if you didn't. And he was. Come on, church. I don't care what people think about me in this land. I'm worried about what God thinks about me from yonder land. Amen. My God in heaven. Amen. I want to be a true worshiper of God. You know what? I feel like a true worshiper of God will gladly lay it all aside. What's that song saying? Take the whole world. But give me Jesus. Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Are we a true worshiper of God?
Oh, God.
Amen. Then I look at the man Job. Oh, Lord. Amen. What happened. Amen. I'll read it to you. Amen. He said, take my time, didn't he? Amen. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Satan answered the Lord, doth Job fear God for naught? Or for nothing? Said, hast thou not made a hedge about him, and about all his house, and all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And we got some that when things didn't go their way, that's what they done. They quit the church. Huh? I mean, you know, they put the wrong color carpet on the floor. Oh, God. That's right. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And we know that Job lost everything he had. Everything. Amen. Satan is accusing Job of being an opportunist. I won't be able to say it. It's a white man word. Help me, Doug. Opportunistic. Opportunistic. There it is. Amen. Worshipper of God. That's one who's just serving the Lord because of the blessings that they get from God. He's saying that Job is a superficial worshiper of God. Amen. He's saying, sure, Job is now serving you, but not because he loves you, but because of what you've done for him. And we have got him. We have got him. You just watch. If things don't go right, they'll be out the door and down the road somewhere. That's right. Don't quit me here on this. I don't feel like you can be a true worshiper of God and the devil can run you from your home church with little or nothing.
Come on, preach.
Sweet Lamb of God, as long as you're preaching the truth there, that's where you ought to stay. And if the battle gets hot, get right in the battle with it. Amen. And fight for the church. Amen. My God in heaven. Amen. Sometimes I think that most churches ain't got nothing but a bunch of grasshoppers in it. That's right. Hopping here and there and running to and fro, sweet Lamb of God. Amen. Anyhow, that's what he was saying. Job was. That's the only reason he's here. Amen. And worshiping you, God, is because of what you've done for him. Well, that's really a good enough reason to become a true worshiper of God. My God, amen, brother Doug, I was lost and undone without hope in this world, amen. And he saved my soul. That ought to make me a true worshiper of God. But he's saying that's the only reason he's serving you. So God said, all right, it's in your hands. Satan took it all, everything that he had, amen. But oh, I like Job's reaction. I feel like, you know, sometimes in my mind I have a very vivid imagination. I have to watch that. But in my mind I can see the devil when he's done everything. Here it said, the Bible says in verse 19, behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. Only I'm escaped alone to tell thee. He done lost all his camels, his asses, everything else. His crops are done burned up. Amen. That's gone. Amen. And now here's a man coming and saying, every one of your children, amen, we're in a house, and a wind came and blowed it down, and they're all dead. Amen. And I can see the devil just waiting for Job to begin to curse God. But you see, he'd run up against a true worshiper of God. Amen. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Amen. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. My God in heaven, church. Amen. That's the only way we can come out of it. You just go ahead and worship God anyhow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Those that give up in that hour, amen, surely, amen, they must know there's no hope anywhere else. A true worshiper of God indeed. Amen. And you know, amen, it ain't over with. Amen. Here's another day. Amen. When the sons of God come to present themselves before the Lord. And here comes the devil again. Amen. The Lord said to Satan, whence comest thou? And the Lord and Satan answered the Lord, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. He's still doing that. Did you know that? The Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth. Perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou move me against him to destroy him without cause. Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man will give for his life. But put forth thy hand now, touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot, even to the crown, even to his crown. I don't know what that'd be like, do you? That seemed to be the worst thing that Satan could think of to put on him. I can only remember having one of them things one time, right here on my cheek. And my daddy kept trying to get me to pick it, you know. I wouldn't let nobody touch it. Finally, one Sunday afternoon, Brother Aaron, he said, stand still, I'm going to do this for you. And I remember him putting a needle to that thing, and it hurt so bad I just passed out. I fell backwards, hey man, and he grabbed for me, got a hold of my shoulder just barely, and I turned around and landed flat on my face on the ground, on the floor. When I come to, it's all over with. I busted that thing. I never had anything hurt me any worse than that thing did. Amen. But here's a man that's got him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Amen. And he arose and took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal. He sat down among the ashes. Then his wife came to him, and dost thou still retain thy integrity with God? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What, shall we not receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. A true worshiper of God. I don't know how you feel about it. I want to tell you something. I want something in my soul and I feel like I've got it. I know I ain't gone through everything I can go through. But I've been through a few things, amen. Amen. And I feel like that God lit something in my soul 50-some years ago now, amen, when I was 12 years old. He lit something in there that ain't never went out. The flame has flickered. I can't tell you that it hadn't. But the fire ain't never went out, sweet Lamb of God. Amen. It's never crossed my mind to curse God and quit. It never crossed my mind to leave the Lord. Amen. It's never even crossed my mind that I wanted to do anything else than what I'm doing right near tonight. Amen. In fact, in all my affliction, all I could look forward to was the day when I'd stand in God's pulpit. Amen. And preach the word again. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God. I'd do it gladly. Amen. Amen. It's not as far as I know, I'm going to do it till the day I die. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. God's looking for some people that'll worship Him anyhow. I'd like to be a true worshiper of God. God, help us. Amen. I feel like we got too many superficial, amen, worshipers of God. Don't tell me you're a true worshiper of God and can't make midweek service. Amen. Don't tell me that. Come on, church. Come on, church. A true worshiper of God will lay everything aside. Amen. To worship God. Oh, God, help us. In Matthew, the 15th chapter, we read this account. Amen. Of a woman that put some homeless people to shame. When Jesus went thence and departed from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. The Bible said, but he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. She said, Lord, truth. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Here she is, a woman who at first Jesus will not even answer. And then the church, if you will, the disciples, amen, reject her, send her away, amen. Jesus tells her that he's not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, that she is not worthy, amen. And then he calls her a dog. Come on, church. Would we still be there? Why, it don't even take that much. I mean, somebody don't shake our hands sometimes. We fall out. Heaven help us if the preacher holds our role. Amen. I mean, would we have stayed in her place or just threw up our hands and quit? That's the way you feel about it. I'll go somewhere else. Amen. But this woman realized there was no help anywhere else, so she just came and worshipped him anyway.
Come on, yeah, woo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Praise God, amen. Amen. Within, in the face of silence, amen, without an answer, she worships God. In the face of rejection, she worships, amen. When called the dog, she bows her head and admits to being such, amen, but worships me anyway, saying, help me anyhow. In the face of true worshiping, the Bible says, Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thy wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. God grant that we be true worshipers. Wouldn't you like to be able to move God tonight? The Bible tells us in the book of Luke, amen, came to pass as they went, he entered into a certain village. A certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which was also set at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bitter therefore that she helped me. Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. The Bible said that Martha was cumbered about much serving. Amen. Now, you know, my mama, she's 90 years old, but she's kind of, she said, she doesn't really like this passage of Scripture too good. She said, yeah, but where would everybody else be if there wasn't no Marthas around? And you know, when you look at this, all of us would have wanted everything to have been just right in this situation. I mean, here's the Son of God at your house for a meal. You'd have wanted the chicken fried just right.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The gravy, you'd have stirred it. Man, you wouldn't have wanted a lump in it.
Yes, God,
bread would have had to have been done just
yes,
right.
God, God, God.
everything would be. And that's what Martha was worried about. Amen. That's right. She's cumbered about it. Worried about it. Amen. Bitter that she helped me. Amen. Amen. And Jesus answered and said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God, she chose to lay everything aside because I'm here. Would to God that we felt that way. Amen. When the Spirit of God comes by, hey, we lay everything aside. Plowing tomorrow. Amen. Work tomorrow. Amen. Whatever. Lay it aside and worship God. Sit at His feet and listen to Him. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. But I find these two sisters, amen, Mary and Martha, amen, typify the two kinds of worshipers most prominent in the churches. Amen. The true worshiper of God and the superficial worshiper of God. Huh? Mary, a true worshiper of God, drops everything. She don't care about none of that. Now, Martha is filled, amen, with all that. I mean, here's her reputation at stake as a hostess, as a cook, as a housekeeper, amen. And that's what she's worried about. You know, Jesus isn't worried about how your house looks. Come on, preacher. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Amen. Many times I went to my grandma's house, and she'd be washing dishes, and she'd be singing some old song, Brother Aaron, and pretty soon the dish rag would go one way and grandma'd go the other. Out the door and around the kitchen and everywhere else. She'd shout and praise God and dance in the Spirit. Woo! Amen. Praise God. Amen. Then she'd have to go, you know, and that was back when you didn't just turn a little hot water, tap it on and you got hot water. That meant you went and got a fresh bucket of water, amen, and poured it in that little place on the stove and heated it up again and started all over again. But Grandma done it time and time again, amen. Woo. Oh, God help us, amen. You know, I want to be a true worshiper of God. And these two sisters really, Brother Doug, they show me. They show me the value of being a true worshiper of God. Because we find in chapter 11 of John, amen, their brother Lazarus had died. And when Jesus came, He found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Amen. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out to meet him. Met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Amen. But I know that even now that whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Sounds like a true worshiper. Huh? Really it does. Amen. Amen. But we find her having a discourse with God. Amen. And she tells him, yea, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which had come to this world. And she realizes, amen, that he will live again in the resurrection. Come on, church. Amen. But I noticed the Bible said, and when she had so said, she went her way. Huh? And that's the way the superficial worshiper is. Come on. When they make their point, they go their way. I hope you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing. Amen. But I noticed when Mary heard that she was coming. Amen. The Bible said she arose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goeth down to, and the Jews followed her, saying, she goeth down to weep at to the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Same words of Martha. Only her words were not accusing. Huh? Her words were not accusing. Martha's words, if you'd have been here, my brother would not die. But Mary comes, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. Do you see the difference I'm trying to show you? Amen. Her words are not accusing. They are words of a true worshiper. And the Bible says, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Said, where have you laid him? They said, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. The Jews behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even this man that should not have died? See, their words were accusing also. Jesus said, take you away the stone. Jesus therefore came groaning in himself, cometh to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take you away the stone. Martha, here she is again, the sister of him as dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes, said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot, wrapped in grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. I feel like I'd like to be in the place of Mary, where when I came to Jesus, my words would be not that of accusation, but that of worship. I want to be a true worshiper of God. I feel like a true worshiper of God will always move God. Amen. Have you been there? I remember when my wife, amen, carrying our first child, amen, had appendicitis attack, and the doctor was very concerned. In fact, he told me, he said, preacher, he said, if I don't operate, you're going to lose them both. If I do, you're going to lose the child. I think she's in her 7th month. And it's too early for that. And he said, we'll wait till morning, then I've got to have a decision. What would you do? I turned to God. I got a hold of some people that I knew would pray, and they did pray. We got a hold of God. Somewhere around midnight or later, my wife told me, said, I'm starving to death. You wanted ice cream and pickles? That's usually what it was. Glad I never had to carry a child. And I called the doctor. And I told him, I said, she's wanting something to eat. He said, give it to her. She still got hers. I lost mine later. Not the child. Appendix. Amen. He healed her. He healed her. And then Brother Aaron, when he's about a year and a half old or so, he had measles, and I don't know if we took him out too soon, but at church one night, he just died. Quit breathing. About 20 or 30 minutes, he didn't breathe. He turned black. The old preacher man was carrying him across and back and forth across the platform, amen, praying for him. And I was in the corner, and I was weeping, and I was calling on God. Pretty soon he come by and said, "Look, Brother Buzzard," and I looked, and he was breathing again. We seen him get married this last summer, 41 years old. He finally got married. Amen. God's been good to us. I said, God's been good to us. Woo! He's really been good to us. Amen. I can't recount all that God worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is seeking for folks who will not be turned aside by any of Satan's wiles, who will not be stopped by any of his circumstances that come in his life. I'd like to be among them. I'd like to be among them. Amen. Devil told me that I was through about 2 years ago when they had to take my leg off. He told me, "You're through. You won't never preach again. You won't never preach again." Amen. But he's wrong. I remember, Brother Doug, when I walked out of the hospital on this leg, me and the wife was walking down the hall holding hands and crying. Brother Aaron, I told her, I said, "Run, get the car and bring it down to the drive," and she went. As I went out the door, I said, "Look out, devil, here I come." Church, I intend to go through as a true worshiper of God. I don't want to be a griper. I don't want to be a complainer. I don't want to do this reluctantly. I'm not doing this reluctantly. Amen. I gladly stand before you tonight and preach the word. I was glad. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Somebody told me you got the preacher's itch years ago and said you'll get over that. I ain't done it yet. 65 years old, and I'd still rather preach than anything in the world. In fact, I feel better up here right now than I felt all day long. Huh? Because I can feel the Spirit of God. Amen. I want to be like Habakkuk. Huh? You know what he said? Habakkuk said, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." That's what I want to do, be a true worshiper of God.